Welcome to episode 318 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We have come to the end of a week in which we've been exploring themes like not giving up, not quitting, not losing hope or losing heart, weathering doubts, discouragement, and or despair, and showing resilience, remaining faithful, and finding victory. So apparently, Friday, January 14th was Quitter's Day. Did you miss it? That's the day by which the majority of people who made New Year's resolutions had thrown in the proverbial towel. People who started the year with energy and enthusiasm are now worn out. Promising beginnings have faded. Workouts are being skipped to binge watch Netflix. Salads are being shunned in favor of steak and potatoes. Holds on credit card spending have been lifted. Some have ditched dry January for dry martinis. Couples counseling sessions have been canceled. And in the midst of it all are people who feel disappointed, disillusioned, defeated, and desperate. While it seems that making New Year's resolutions has become a social norm, so too is quitting in January. Few people who make resolutions actually keep them. Some estimates put the numbers at less than 1 in 10. And that applies to all three types of resolutions that people typically make. The first involves resolutions that require high intensity over short periods only, like decluttering your wardrobe, painting your bathroom, detoxing after holiday consumption, etc. These are the resolutions that are kept most often. But since they are short-term and capitalize on the beginning of the year energy, they're typically completed by Quitter's Day. Then there are resolutions where you're increasing something with a vision of reaching a goal. A 10K run, learning a new skill, eating healthier. These are goal-based resolutions. And finally, there are quitting-based resolutions for which you are quitting something. Smoking, sugar, alcohol, excessive shopping. Many of us as Christians may have resolved to do something new or different this year. We might have prayed for God to help us to grow spiritually, to read the Bible more consistently, to start a new ministry, to finish the discipleship program that we started years ago, to go on a mission trip. Where are we now? Have we also quit before the month is even over? In Moses' final words to the people, he says this in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Whenever we decide to move forward in pursuit of God's agenda, especially in the new year, then God promises to go ahead of us. Though we may be afraid to fail, God will not fail us, and he will never leave us alone without his help. And while things may not as yet have gone as we would have hoped or liked, do not be discouraged. Even though the challenges you face may seem overwhelming, do not be afraid. If you are thinking of quitting, God's message to you is, my grace is sufficient for you. If you have already quit, if somehow you stumbled and you fell, this is God's message to you. Though you may fall, you will not be overwhelmed, for I am holding your hand. Proverbs 24, verse 16. For the righteous falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. The difference between the righteous and the wicked can be boiled down to what happens after we fall.
We can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you.
Sometimes we fail in our efforts to grow spiritually because we make mistakes in the setting of the goals, in the planning to fulfill the goals, in the timing of our goals, or in the understanding of how God is working to work out those goals. Rather than quit, re-examine the goals. Spend some quiet time with God, asking Him to reveal to you whether your goals are in alignment with His will, and if so, how He wants you to move forward. Change is a process, and God is patient with us. He meets us where we are and then helps us to make progress each step of the way to change into the people whom He desires us to become. But that change seldom happens overnight. Be patient. Don't quit. God created each of us to be original. Whether it is you or me, we have been designed with a unique purpose and a unique plan. At times, our insecurities can keep us from seeing the talents and strengths that God has given us. If we forget our strengths and envy those of others, we will miss the good things God has planned for us to do. God wants us to see ourselves as He does, and to make goals that reflect His vision for us rather than trying to become someone else. If you are tempted to let go, don't, because God desires for you to win. I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today.
So I'm here today.
Friends, it's not too late for you. If yesterday was quitting day, make today start over day. Make tomorrow turn it over to God day. Isaiah 41 verses 9 to 10, I took you from the ends of the earth. From its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God has chosen you to do good works. God has empowered you to have victory in the areas of your life in which you have struggled. God has grace enough to look past your faults and your failures and to help to shape you into the person you were meant to be. Father, when we fall down, help us to reach out and take hold of your outstretched hand. When we are tempted to let go, make us receptive to your mercy. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.